Look, I need you to take your seat. I would like to do this without using my voice next time. This little symbol here says the same thing.
Well, same voice.
Oh, I can project.
Why would you help me?
No, man.
You're accurate.
Thank you, my brother. Next item on the meeting is back in session. We're not going to take roll call again.
So we're back in regular meeting.
We're back in regular meeting now. The next item on the agenda is
committee report.
That's right. Committee report.
No, director.
The director's report. Yes, that's right. Who's giving that? Item 7, PMB director, who's giving the report?
Well, I think the directors, me and Grace, may have some things to add. I have a couple of things I'd want to say.
You got 15 minutes, you don't have to take all of it.
That's right.
Is there a written director's report?
No, there's
not. Oh, okay. Oh, come on,
Mark. Some of us want to stay alive, okay, for a few more years. But I'm going to pass around a motion. I think much of what I want to say about the director's report actually came up in the previous discussion, so I won't repeat all of that. I think everybody understands the gravity, you know, of the situation, but I'm not quite so sure about that, because then it is said that we're in a financial crisis and money is not there. We hear arguments like, well, we just had a fund drive, $1 million fund drive at KPFK, and there's $485,000 in the bank, and that there's $1 million in reserves at KPFK, etc., not understanding that within the next few months, okay, $1 million of that money will be gone, because as a foundation, we're spending more than we're taking in. Anybody who tries to balance a checkbook knows that there's a problem with that, right? And then within the next couple of months, the rest of it will be gone, and basically we'll be broke. So it means that we have to take, as a national board, having fiduciary responsibility, being the license holder, we have to take action, and we have to take some drastic action, working with the executive director, with the CFO, with the finances committee, and basically it's going to take everybody. A lot of people want to look back to see how we got to this point. I'm very interested in doing that. There's been calls for, certain audits to happen, forensic audits, et cetera, to happen. And I think that is necessary. We want transparency. The staff at KPFK feel really strongly about transparency. I feel very strongly about transparency. I do feel that what we have to focus our efforts on now, and others may disagree with that, what we have to focus right now on is how to stop the house from burning. How to make sure that we not only get through the past couple of months where we're going to have a payroll crisis at KPFK by August, okay? We have to figure out how to get past that, but then also how to come up with a plan that's sustainable. A plan that is sustainable, for the foundation, so that the foundation is sustainable. I think the new executive director has some good plans in that direction. Hopefully our new general manager at KPFK has some good plans to move in that direction. But that means that we really have to get out of some of the bad habits that we have been in and some of the factionalism that we have been involved in, and really begin to look at issues beyond our friends and our factions and all what else, and to really look at what it's going to take to save this foundation. And I do believe it can be saved. I do believe that we can move forward in a good way. But I think that we really have to get past a lot of the crap that we have gotten, just for want of a better word, that we have gotten ourselves bogged down in, and to realize that if we don't take drastic action, there won't be anything to govern.
What drastic action?
I'm not the CFO, I'm not on the Finances Committee. So the finances committee, Grace is on the finances committee to give some more, updates, on that. But I do know, I have some ideas that I could brief you, but I won't take time to do that. Because I do have some ideas of things that we do have to do. But I don't think now's the time to do it. I'd be glad to talk to people, afterwards.
Okay.
But one of the things, one of the jobs that I feel I have to do, because people have asked me to do it, and I feel I have to represent them strongly and fairly, the staff who are concerned and the listeners who are concerned, the meeting that we're talking about, the July meeting, isn't going to save us out of, get us out of, make us solvent. But people just feel that it's a bit of an affront. That given the fact that we may be facing cutbacks, that we may not be able to make payroll, that everybody's asked to tighten their belts, they really feel that it's a personal affront to people who have not only worked in the fund drive, but to the listeners who have pledged in the fund drive for the Pacifica National Board to tell them, we're going to take a cut of your fund drive and we're going to have our meeting whether you like it or not. Washington, D.C. management has said, please don't come and have the meeting because we're not prepared for it. We can't deal with it. The CFO has said there's no money. The ED has urged us, but nevertheless, you know how stubborn we all are, we're going to move forward with it anyway. I'm not going to have the, if people want me to read the statement of concern, I will. It's two paragraphs. That, as I said, and Jonathan said, 19 members of the staff, including management, Armando Gudino, Sue Welsh, Bob Conger, people who have been at this station and who do the work of making sure that KPFK stays on the air. They have asked to plead with this board to encourage the PNB to find an alternative method. Blueberry is working on it rather than moving ahead with $20,000. Everything is relevant. To some people, they say, something is $30. That's not a lot of money. Well, when you try to make a dollar out of 99 cents, $30 is a lot of money. So in the greater scheme of things, we might think $20,000, big deal. But $20,000 is a lot of money. Then you can have Bridget sitting in a room saying, what's going to happen? I'm a single mother. What's going to happen? Am I going to have to reduce my hours? So I think this is what we have to consider, and I'm going to pass around a motion that reflects the language of the statement of concern, and it does not in any way conflict with the motion that we just passed. It's just a motion that reflects the close to 15 members of the listeners, as well as the 19 members of the, I need a few more, 19 members of the staff that have signed it. And look, I'm getting demoralized myself. People who've known me for a long time, I'm not the kind of person that gets demoralized. But I really feel beat down by a lot of this stuff, frankly speaking. So, I don't know what y'all are going to do with this, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of strong feeling about this. And people are feeling disrespected, they're feeling dissed, and they expect more from the Pacifica National Board. This is only the tip of the iceberg. I have other, there are other proposals that I can make, getting back to your question, but I don't want to take the time to do it because I see there are other hands and there are other directors who are here who might want to say something about
it. I just want to ask you a quick question. Your point is that you are urging the LSB to support you on this effort for us to...
That's right.
...to influence and move the PNB...
Not only to support
these
me,
articles,
I'm saying that myself...
And the staff, yes.
...staff members and listeners are
okay.
asking this PNB... And we have many whereases, which people are very polite with.
Okay. All right, thank you. You want to...
Listeners need me. Y'all need me to read
Sorry, but before we go
ahead... There are four of us directors. We should each have equal time. And getting reports should be...
Point of order. Margaret's making a motion out there.
I am making a motion. And the motion is before you.
Should the director's report finish?
That that motion be postponed until the end of the director's report session. Because of the fact that I'm a director, I would rather have 5 minutes to motivate against it the way you have 5 minutes to motivate for it. But
fair enough.
All right.
And the other two directors may also want to weigh in. I don't know if you want to say anything, but there may be other things that you wish to present.
But the point of order, are we just dealing with just this motion, or all the directors report on any issue?
Well, what we had here was we wanted to have a director's point. I thought it was just going to be you and Grace, but I mean everybody's going to speak on it.
Well, there are four directors.
There's four directors. Because, I mean, this would be nice to know before I give her 5 minutes if we only have... you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, what has been said has been said. That the entire director's report is supposed to be 15 minutes.
We only got 6 minutes left.
We got 6 minutes left now.
I'd like to move an extension of time of 10 minutes to allow the remaining directors each to speak for 3 minutes each and time for members of the LSB to post... to put forth questions or comments, and 90 seconds
as long as 10 minutes.
Well, you need more time than that.
We have 15 left, and the three remaining directors are 15 minutes.
I second the 15-minute motion, his amended motion.
Okay, 15 minutes.
Okay, second, any objection? None seen, it is going to be 15 minutes. Okay,
please. What's the time for each director to speak?
Yes. I know it's unfair, but we're gonna go on 3 minute time for each director and try and get everybody in on it, to weigh in on it.
Okay, well, it is unfair. It is very unfair. And I did not know that there was a motion coming up.
Right.
And I think that we should actually table this motion. And I think it's really out of order. We don't have time for it. It's very late. And I'd like to move the orders of the day.
At the conference.
Yeah, let's get back to the calendar.
Back to the calendar.
Back to the director's report?
We're going to continue with the report.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone.
Postpone what?
The rest of consideration is
it. So,
point of order.
Yes.
Clarity. Are we going to have the director's report, or the motion, or both, or neither?
We're having the director's report.
Motions are in order.
A motion to postpone, this motion is time-sensitive. It won't mean anything in that. Right. So if you're going to move to postpone, you might as well vote it up or down. I mean, if you vote to postpone it, you're killing it.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
have any
meeting.
If the body wants to consider this motion, I would like to have equal time.
Fair enough.
That is only fair.
Well, hey, we're just trying to move this thing forward. A lot of what she said was repetitious. Not that she gave that much more information. So I'm thinking that if you had more time saying the same thing over and over. If you are going to speak on it, speak on it.
I would also like to give it directly.
Point of order. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean it that way.
Will the chair control the meeting, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. We are wasting time just talking about it. Time, we're wasting time. All right, let's get back onto the agenda. Please.
All right, I'd like to get
a report.
Please. Thank you.
Will
the chair control the meeting, please?
I'm sorry.
The foundation is in very poor condition right now.
Mr. Johnson.
A majority of the members of the Pacifica National Board, after discussing this at length, voted to hold a meeting on July 25th. Believe me, none of us want to go to Washington D.C. all the way at the end of July. Now, that's like being in Miami. It's a swamp. It's not because we want to have an in-person meeting, which is more like Guantanamo, let me tell you. So the thing is this. We have sensitive legal issues, personnel issues, financial issues that are really, really sensitive. They're very difficult to deal with on the phone. Now, what are the legal issues? As I mentioned before in the LSB Finance Committee report and other tabs, of our 404,000 fiscal shortfall this year at KPMK, approximately 70% of it is directly related to legal matters. Half of our multi-year deficit, a little bit less than half, our multi-year deficit of $860,000 is because of legal matters. There's
Did you repeat that again?
Yes. We have a multi-year deficit at KPFK, $865,000. Of that, almost half is because of legal matters. We need you to meet in person to discuss how we rectify our legal framework within this foundation. To stop this legal bleeding, we're paying through the nose. We need governance to do this. This is very sensitive. It has to be done in closed session. It cannot be done easily over the phone. Very, very sensitive. We need to make drastic steps. We need to really express to management who the people are who are producing the leaks at different signal areas. This is very, very difficult because there might be cuts necessary, possibly, or very necessary, might be necessary. This is the type of thing. The next thing is, I have a proposal for the other members for generating increased revenue. This also needs to be discussed. At the meeting, we have a proposals that will probably generate at least $500,000 to $1 million. This needs to be discussed and implemented. It can't be done easily. It's difficult. We need meetings. We're going to lose money by not having this meeting. In the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if we push it to December, that meeting will be completely absorbed by budget considerations, and we won't get to really fixing the problem. We need to govern. 5 fund drives have failed. What does that mean? That means failed management. When there's failed management, we must have
government. Thank you. Let me make a little statement here, and maybe I can do this one time. If you guys have side conversations, please write it down and pass it in the notes. But the talking has to stop. Okay? Next board member, CME.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad Grace made her comments. I'd like to distance myself from them. There really is a deeper question, and the issue with the in-person meeting is starting to look to me like a proxy battle that we have in Pacifica. We fight these wars. The more intense the conflict, and this one is really, really bitter, the more intense the conflict, the more likely there is that there's some, you know, a couple of frogs in the back that are fighting and they're laughing at the humans. There is a different, there's a deeper issue here, is what is the role of government? If, you know, you think that bickering over, you know, spending hours on teleconferences and bickering over whether or not to have a meeting is a productive means of running anything, then you probably think the PMB should be running the network as a management board. I think that we have just hired a highly, highly qualified executive director, somebody who's an expert in broadcasting and running radio stations. He's uniquely qualified to run, really to take charge of Pacifica. Why on earth would we want to have board holding meetings and second guessing every decision she makes? We should be exercising an oversight function. We shouldn't be telling the executive director who's going to be laid off, identifying employees that are not producing. This is not the role of governance. This is really a serious problem because I'm concerned that if the national board and if the local board start trying to get into the business of management, which we do enough, but if it starts becoming a dominant policy, then we will not solve the problem, believe me. We really have to understand that we hire employees at the management level, and we have to, you know, give them the opportunity to do their job, and then we evaluate that. And if they get way out of line, then we certainly step in with our oversight function. But to think that the boards are going to identify which employees are not producing, and you think we can do that in a non-politicized way, I don't know. I mean, I really beg to differ. But anyway, I absolutely support Margaret's motion. I'm hearing reports that there's, considerable outrage about the, national board insisting on having the in-person meeting in July, especially when Ron Pinchback, the GM, has said, don't have a meeting in July or August. We won't be ready until September. In the past, when a general manager has said, don't have a meeting here, the PMD, as I understand it, has honored that request and rescheduled. And also, the chair of the local station board has also said, don't schedule this meeting in July or August. We'll be ready in September. When you have the executive director, the chief financial officer, the chair of the finance committee, all of these people saying this is a bad idea, and yet, somehow or other you get a board majority that goes, and says, well, we're just going to meet anyway because we have to manage the station and say, we're going to pay off. I don't know. I ain't buying it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bankin.
I'm very conflicted. I don't know. both sides have very valid points. I would say one thing that really great, and that is that we've had three meetings on this very issue of whether to meet. And at the first meeting, we decided 4 or 5 extensions that we would meet in D.C. on July the 26th. And then a few days, or perhaps a week later, there was a motion to reconsider. And so we spent another hour or two, and we discussed whether or not we should overturn that decision to meet in D.C. And that motion to reconsider failed. It failed 11 to 8. 11 to 8. But anyway, after that, two days after that, there was yet another motion to reconsider. 48 hours after we met, there's yet another motion to reconsider. And that really is more than I could.
Your point, are you saying...
Yeah, point of information.
I'm sorry, hands up before we start talking, please.
Yes. Point of information. With all due respect, Yosh, I must say that the time period that Yosh referred to, conditions also changed. The KPSK fund drive was over. The finances, the report coming from the financial office also changed. Some of the money that we thought we would get that was budgeted, in fact, didn't come through. And also, some of the people who strongly supported the July meeting had a compromise proposal to put forward and to consider. It was being discussed. And that was the reason that things happened in that way. So I don't want to give members of the public or this board the impression that people were just wasting time.
Thank you.
Because there was such strong feeling about it. People were trying to reach a compromise.
Thank
Sometimes you got a compromise.
Thank you.
For governments to get together in government when they're this divided is really hard. And I agree with what Jack said about management. It absolutely should not be the role of the board to say that person. For some reason, everybody believes that if only one or two bad people get removed, then everything changes. And I see these things as structural. They keep reproducing the same dynamics over and over and over again. I think at the core of it, there's an issue of a staffing model that developed both when there was a change in the nature of the stations in the early 90s, and then again when we got the network back and there was a big increase in fundraising, there was a bringing on of a lot of staff with no staff, long-term staffing plan. We need a long-term staffing plan that says these are the things we're going to pay people to do, and these are the things we're not going to pay people to do, and this is why it's sustainable, and I wish governance would apply itself to that question. I have no objection. I think it's probably a good idea in the current environment to show solidarity with the station, not to go through with this meeting. You can do your work on the phone one time. People solve problems in crisis. That said, I hope the people at the station understand that most of them would not have jobs at that station. It's not for a fight that most of them participated in, not at all, and some of them opposed, okay, that brought up a governance structure that, yes, is expensive.
And I hope they think we may charge their our executives with reducing the cost within a framework that allows you to meet. And I went to meetings as a national board member where we went over budget by $50,000. The meeting in New York went budgeted for 30 and went to 50. Those executives, the national executives who are accountable to the board, have to bring it in under budget. But if they need time right now to do that, fine. Tell them to do it. But I respectfully disagree with Grace. I understand the impulse when you see things going haywire, but you have to let your executives manage. And they're going to differ with you sometimes, but you have to be spending your time on telling them, manage within what framework, to what goal, and when are we going to hold you accountable. And the most important thing for boards to be able to accomplish that is a level of cooperation across lines of difference of opinion. You can't do it. You can't do it, and it's not stable with boards that turn over here. If you don't start yielding some kind of lines, it's not even going to cooperate.
Thank you very much. Ms. What?
Yes, I want to ask Ali and Jonathan, and he doesn't know if you're in the union or not. I'm very concerned about the statements you were making about getting rid of people who aren't producing great. I believe in the union contract.
Can you clarify that? Because I'm being mischaracterized. Maybe I spoke
that way. I'm asking a question. I would like to know of the unionized staff here. I presume that you have seniority clauses and some kind of contract that lays out the order of layoff, etc.
Not really.
No?
No.
We have a lot of contracts.
It is.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that there's a tremendous amount of wealth of information that board members have, particularly at the chief stations with the largest fiscal deficits, WBAI and KPFK. An in-person meeting is a chance for us to share our very broad understanding of the issues of those two stations with management. I'm not saying that the board should be managing. That's not what I'm saying. But the board should be governing. And part of the information is explaining the dynamics. Nicole Sawaya has only been around for 4 months. She needs to understand the dynamics that those of us who are intimate with the stations have at WBAI, at KPFK, and other stations. And that sharing of information is very important. Margaret said that there was a compromise measure put forward. Well, you know, I haven't heard of it yet. I requested a compromise. No compromise
Thank
has
you.
Been mentioned to me.
Thank you. Ms. Rick?
I'd just like to actually see the copy of the statement from Sterling Times. A friend called me from the LA Social Forum and said it was being circulated amongst people who were, signed it from KPFK, and that's where the signatures came from. So, no, I mean, the actual statement from Sterling was signed by 43 listeners. I'm not even arguing this merit. I'm just saying I got an independent call from the community that said, you know, there were people circulating stuff about the finances of KPFK at the LA Social Forum and collecting signatures. So I would like to see what was circulated and what signatures before we vote on
it. That's it,
right
there. Did you have it?
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. O'Brien?
Yeah, I share Yosh's outrage when you hear people talk about the factionalism and how bad it is, and these same people renew motion after motion merely to obstruct business.
That's a breach of decorum.
Yes, I'm
ruling
that it is out of order.
Well, let me apologize for breaching decorum. But I do find it ironic that the, some of the same people that despise the factionalism, if you go and look at the public documents sent out, some of those same people are, in fact, using motions in a very obstructive fashion, and I wish somebody on the national board would stand up and follow the rules and not let that happen. Because you're not supposed to use motions improperly to thwart the will of a properly composed assembly.
Thank you.
Period.
Okay. Thank you. So are we finished now? There's a motion on the floor?
philosophic comment?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes.
Yeah, seeing that, you know, I'm from the East, seeing that July, it is a swamp man, July. So maybe we collect the frost out in September. And maybe that'll help. And you'll be cooler, you know, and so forth. You know, what concerns me is, you know, I'm kind of conflicted. I like to sign that. I like to take a look at it, possibly sign it. But you know what? What I don't hear here is, in regards to the listeners, you have people who were voted in by listeners, yet standing up for the interests of the staff. Now, I don't have a problem with staff and all of that, but I don't think they should take the president of listeners, especially if he were voted in as a listener rep. That really concerns me. And then the inflammatory languages that are being used in regard to categorizing people at the station in regard to who we're going to let go, you know, how we're going to look at it. What he said was, if there's bad management, then government must rule. Well, I have a real concern with that, because there's things that create tyranny in regard to the government. So, again, let's be reasonable. I think what Margaret is asking for...
Do you have the floor?
I think what Margaret is asking for is a sense of what the staff put forward. Unpaid staff, paid staff, listeners, I'd like to take a look at that. I might sign it. And you know, express our concern with what the National Board is doing, because they may have a majority. You know, there's a lot of ways of obstructing. I mean, you could put facts in front of you. You could say, hey, this is what's really happening. And then, on the other hand, you could say, well, I've got Robert Hughes' orders, and I'm going to hit you with this book, because I know this book, and this is the way it's going to be. Let's be realistic. The fact is that the Pacific is in crisis. APFK is going in a deficit. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to solve that? Again, I said this over and over again, I am willing to participate in developing a comprehensive financial plan to get us out of the crisis. Whatever I can do, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to be part of the solution, not just articulate the problem.
Thank you.
Because, one last thing, I'd rather go for staff that provide listener content and listen to what the listeners want in regard to content than just signing a paycheck.
Thank you.
Can I make a public comment? I'm from LSD in New York, and first I'd like to apologize in a way for not representing the LSD. WBAI is responsible for a good part of the deficit in this foundation, because KPFK has had problems only recently. WBAI has been having them for a number of years, and the problems are of its own making. However, instead of talking about cutting things, there are solutions that can be applied almost immediately to offset your deficit, WBAI's deficit. The plans have been in WBAI's general management offices for the last 4 years. One of them, WBAI has a fund drive collection rate of from 68% to 78%. KPFK has a fund drive collection rate of about 80%. You leave, forget about BAI, KPFK leaves about $200,000 to $300,000 on the table with every fund drive. That's about $1 million, $1.2 million a year. There are basic fundraising techniques for increasing that easily. Everybody knows about it in the fundraising field. The certificate is not, and they don't apply it. There is no reason why. These are people who pledged you. They wanted to give you the money. There's no reason you can't collect this money 95% or more. That would solve the problem. The other, and that's very simple. That money is under your nose. You don't have to look for foundation grants. You don't have to cut stairs. You don't have to do any of it. Easy. I have a plan. If you like, I will send a copy of it to whoever you see such things in the organization. It's not hard. It's not radical. It's common sense. The second thing is, you've used Gary Nell a couple of times to raise money. He's raised over $200,000 in the last drive, I think. He does that. He's born in the middle of the night. Very few people know about him. But when he goes on, even the strangers, he raises a lot of money. He used to raise one-third of WBAI's revenue every single year. He was fired for political reasons. We won't even go into it. It doesn't matter. It's impossible for him to go back to WBAI at the moment because of the same political problem. If you put this guy on the air,
more often or give them a program or something so that your list is thinner, you could double the amount you raise them. That would also give you maybe $800,000 to $1 million a year. You don't have to cut staff members. I don't know what your staff situation is here. You don't have to tighten your belt that way. This money is
okay.
Right before your face.
Thank you. What was his name again?
Gary Nolan.
Gary Nolan.
Tuesday night.
Gary what?
I'm going to be the only person
that I don't know. The gentleman in the red has spoken tonight. I'd like to take him.
Yeah. I mean, Gary Noll, but these are infomercials that we're doing for him, and we're getting chump change, and he's making tons of money. And if we're going to do that, we ought to get some real money and go to, like, Ronco Knives and come up with some real snake oil that you put the stuff on your head and George Bush's balls fall off or something like that. I mean, some of the stuff that we've got, I mean, we ought to have some policies on that. But the Gary Noll stuff, there's a bunch of stuff that we're doing that are just infomercial for people that we're doing their advertising for them, and we're providing the product, sending out the product. And I think the question, KPFK's credibility.
All right, we're
going to have to... Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Are we discussing the details of KPFK's finances and what to do about it, or is this all...
That's what I'm going to address exactly. We can get back to what we're here for.
Overtime.
We're addressing a motion.
We're overtime. We're addressing
over.
How much time is that? We have to extend. Is that motion to extend?
Why not?
How much time?
Says we, the KPFK local station board, strongly encourage, the same mandate, strongly encourage the Pacifica National Board to find an alternative method of conducting the business of the foundation without a July in-person meeting that will allow for full participation of the Pacifica National Board as well as listener members and staff of the DC station WPFW. We further call upon the PNB to work with the executive director, the CFO, the chair of the PNB, the finance, and other relevant committees of the national board to urgently work to resolve the financial crisis presently facing the foundation and to come up with a plan of sustainability for the foundation.
Okay, I'd like to request a roll call vote, and I'd like to inform the LSP members that this motion violates the meeting mandated in the bylaws, and that you will be going on record as opposing that part of the bylaws.
I'd like a chance to rebut that,
please.
We have an opinion, as I stated earlier, from legal counsel that this is not illegal to cancel a meeting due to dire financial circumstances. That statement was completely false on a number of notes.
I disagree with that legal advice.
I don't even know what it is, but I just kind of feel in a way that, you know, members of the board are somehow being threatened that they're doing something illegal if they...
That's already been addressed, and he rebutted it already.
Is it or isn't it? Because it has to be clear, if people feel they're doing something illegal, I mean, that is definitely going to prejudice the government.
Well, one person said, excuse me. I'm sorry, we have to go. One person said they thought it was, another person said they thought it wasn't.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to vote on it.
What do we do?
We're going to vote.
Wait, what are we
going to
vote?
We're going to vote.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to vote
up or down.
All right. All right. Roll call. Grace Aaron.
No.
Dave Middleton.
Yes.
Dr. Alexander.
Yes.
With Dune, I'll pass the end. Israel Foyer.
I'll pass too.
Shona Gluck.
Yes.
Yeah, Dune is not here. Ian Johnson.
I'm going to pass for a minute.
Tracy Larkin.
Yes.
Oh, you like that?
Abstain.
Frank Casey O'Brien.
No.
Shel Plotkin's not here. For the four. Not here. Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Lucky Rasmus is not here. Summer Reed.
I'll pass for now. Oh, you're here.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll
see
him. I'll take
a note.
Jackson
Aiken. Yes. Donald Warren is not here. Steve Weatherwax.
Yes.
Yoshinam Yamanaka.
No.
Israel Foyer.
I think I'm taking no also. Excuse me, what about Mr. Condon?
Oh, my apologies. Chris Condon.
No.
Once again, Israel Foyer.
I'll take no.
Ian Johnston.
I'll vote yes.
Give me 1 second.
871.
Give me a second. Try to skip anyone. Well, the only person left is me, and I have seen.
All right,
yay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, nay.
Is someone taking notes from
you? Yeah,
okay, yays, and then nays, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And 2
abstentions. Abstentions, 1, 2, 2 abstentions.
Motion passed. Okay.
Just point of information, I should say, the motion doesn't mandate anything.
Point of order. Yes.
Debating motions after we pass
it. Yes.
It only gives more than
that. Sorry. My bad.
Thank you, Mr.
It's 10:54 p.m.
Clearly, we're not going to get to the agenda.
Ms. Love has the floor. We're clearly not going to get to the agenda. We're all tired, and we were supposed to have a special meeting set up to discuss the budget anyhow. I would like to move to continue this meeting and have that budget item that was supposed to be the sole purpose of the meeting added to the agenda. So rather than adjourn, start all over, that we continue and finish this agenda.
And where are we left off?
The budget issue be incorporated into that meeting.
You're talking about adding something and continuing the meeting?
Not adjourning the meeting and starting with a new agenda. Continuing the meeting where we left off and adding the budget.
I'm tired, man. Thank you for bringing it down to me. All right, so there's a motion on the floor.
It was unclear what she said.
Mr. Johnson, do you want to explain it?
I'm going to continue this meeting and see you today. When we are also going to be discussing the budget rather than adjourning the meeting and starting all over.
Well, I'd like your minute to be the next LSB meeting.
That's what I'm saying.
Continue the meeting to a date we already have scheduled, is what she's proposed.
But are we saying to the LSB meeting, to the next LSB meeting,
no.
We have a special meeting set up.
July 12th, correct?
Ephraim Uranus cannot come just on Saturday meeting. Well, and also to discuss this in the finance committee, we decided to hold that meeting. It's not beyond that. I was really good.
Umbridge as a treasurer. The only LSB meeting I've missed since I've been seated was the one at which everyone decided to schedule what is a special budget meeting. And, you know, that's kind of offensive, actually.
Well,
but anyway,
what are we
well, I've only missed one meeting, and that's because we have the staffers who, yes, don't want to come in on Saturday, including Efren, when they're working at 5 days. We scheduled getting, you know, consideration working with the people in the business department there for July 22nd, which is a Tuesday evening, to accommodate people who wanted an evening finance meeting, and that will start the regular meeting at 5:30 p.m., and the special finance portion of the meeting will begin at 7 p.m., so that hopefully everyone's off work and can be there by then.
So can we just say we are continuing to an LSB meeting on 7/22/08?
Yes.
At the
I think that we should just stay here tonight and finish it. I mean, this is ridiculous. We spent 45 minutes arguing about an agenda. It's kind of an embarrassment. This is my first meeting here. I'm not impressed.
Welcome to the board.
Okay. Right. Believe me, you know, there's going to be some other meetings if you're not going to be impressed. If they don't want to stay until midnight to finish the agenda, they shouldn't be screwing around for 45 minutes in advance.
Well, actually, the chair himself doesn't want to stay past 3 hours in this meeting, especially after having an hour meeting before this meeting. He makes it 4 hours.
That's because the chair has his personal priorities in order.
He does.
And we respect that, but still.
He does. This probably will.
How about let the vice chair run it until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning? Let's finish the agenda.
Well, this is my view on it. I think after 4 hours, we don't really get much done. And if you really want to get a lot done, then we have to handle these meetings in a way where we're not sitting here fighting with each other. We get more done that way.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a quick suggestion.
Yes.
We wasted too much time on reconfiguring this agenda. We all receive agendas via email days in advance. How come we didn't resolve this crap all up beforehand?
Yeah,
okay, so now there's a motion on the floor. The motion is
continue the meeting.
I want to
know
why
were we left off.
No, continue to the next regular meeting. You're not being very specific. You're saying to continue the meeting. Give me a time, date. What are you talking about? Continue the meeting until when? Right now? Are you saying?
No. Instead of adjourn, if you adjourn, you have to start with a whole room.
Right.
If you continue,
the meeting till when?
Our special meeting.
I'm asking one person who has made the motion.
The next scheduled LSU meeting. Yes.
She is stating to continue it to the next scheduled LSB.
Any objections?
Because the motion was passed, I'm more than happy to do that, okay? Because the most inconvenience is the business manager works really long hours and, you know, other people's staffers. But we've got a meeting scheduled, a finance meeting for that night. If we take all this up, we can never get through the items of our agenda as it is. We will never have a finance meeting. And I thought it would have been pointless for me to have scheduled one in the evening. It completely defeats the purpose of having an evening finance meeting.
Okay, thank you.
So therefore, having the agenda, we don't have to waste time reapproving the agenda to the next LSB meeting. Well, that's logical. Because we're dealing with regular LSB matters that simply haven't been attended to.
Look, we're all here. Let's just do it now.
I'm sorry. You need to raise your hand like everybody else.
I apologize.
That's one of the things you're going to learn from
me. So that's all I said. I would like to finally amend that we carry it to the next regularly scheduled so we may focus on finance. We have a special finance.
I second the amendment.
Friendly amendment or it's not?
I second the amendment.
Do you accept
August 2nd?
Concluding the possibility. Do you accept that?
Yeah, I just need to clarify something somewhere. Yes, I need that. That there is still going to be.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I just want to make sure we focus on finance. Right. That we accommodate.
Okay, it has been assembly amendment has been accepted and seconded.
Thank you.
Can I ask that everybody who has a report from a committee and emotions, anything gets distributed now and people look at it and bring it back?
Okay. All right. Discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr.
Atkins. My problem with just continuing this meeting at the next time scheduled for the LSB meeting is that's when we have to approve the budget, and this agenda has 15 minutes for finance committee discussion, and I don't think it's going to be adequate for approving the budget.
Repeat that again, please.
I think the problem is that at our next meeting we have to approve a budget. The budget has to go to the National Finance Committee and has to be approved by the CFP by the end of September. That means we have to take our action on the budget at the August meeting. I actually trust this body to try again to approve an appropriate agenda at the next regular scheduled meeting. I would have supported a motion to have an additional meeting this month to discuss with our business. But if we're not going to take the time of the body to do that, then I think we need to get the agenda of the next meeting up to the chair, and we prioritize those things that are most urgent, and at that meeting, the most urgent thing is going to be approval of the budget. I'm speaking in opposition.
Thank you. Mr. O'Brien?
Yeah, I would love to do something on the budget out there, and Dave knows this. We've asked many times to show us the budget. Just show us the draft budget, because it's pretty hard to know to start talking about what we got to do with the budget unless we get one from,
management and the
budget.
Exactly.
I'd like, Mr. Lester, before you say anything, I want to reiterate what the vice chair said. Everybody gets a copy of this agenda in the email. You look it over, and then we come here and we talk in order to try and save 30 minutes. We talk for 40 minutes about rearranging the agenda, and that is a complete waste of time. I mean, I've been to other meetings with much larger places than this, and things just go. The agenda is not one of the main things that takes time. That is not one of the things that takes a lot of time. And we have to get over that problem. So every time we have a meeting here, we spend wasteful time rearranging the agenda. And then you complain that we don't get anything done. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'd like to call the question. I'm sure motion has amended.
Well, question has been called. It has been seconded. Okay, all those in favor? Are there any objections?
Yes, I have proposed closing the day because I'd like to make an alternative
motion. Please.
We have to call the question.
We have to call the question.
We have the question, Reg, just to make sure.
Wait, this is to close the day.
We want to read the motion.
Are we voting to close the
debate? We have to vote down the call of question. We have to vote the call of question.
Yeah, we got to vote to close the debate, right?
Right.
All right, all of the favor of closing debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All of the opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Abstentions? The motion passed. Debate is closed. You want to read it, please.
The motion is
allow
to continue the meeting to the next regularly scheduled LSB meeting on August
2nd. All right, all those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstention? 1, 2, 3, 4. The motion passes.
I move to adjourn.
Now, Mr. Adams.
We have to have a meeting at which we give the budget adequate attention.
sweetheart, can you close the door for us?
I heard a lot of noise tonight about the importance of governance, ARC, and the fact that this is a governance body. One of its major governance functions is the approval of the budget. It's the one place where we exert our vision, not by telling management what to do day to day, not by telling them who to fire or who to hire, but the overall structure of the budget. That's our one input into the function of the station. So, and that has to happen by August. So I'm moving that we have a special meeting of the LSB for the sole purpose of discussing the budget to be set again by the chair, time and place to be set by the chair after polling the body, following the finance committee and the management forwarding of the budget for consideration. That means that the meeting isn't set by the chair until we get the draft budget.
Motion on the floor has been made and seconded. Any objections? Any objections?
That we don't that schedule a meeting until we get the draft budget from management? Is that the gist of
it? What's the motion? The motion is that the chair, after polling the body, sets the meeting of the LSB where the sole agenda item is consideration of the budget. He doesn't do that until we receive the draft budget. He doesn't set that meeting until we get a draft budget.
The problem with trying to set a meeting is that we're going to have a situation where people can't make it and the chair doesn't know.
But we have to vote it at the bottom. This is the one job we have. It's the most important thing we do. It's where all of our values find their way into what actually happens.
Thank you. I'm going to take Ms. Reed. Thank you. Ms. Reed and then Ms. Gluck.
Okay, just briefly, because I had heard back, I think Terry, you were kind enough to call me and say that, you know, the request had been made for a quarterly evening or Saturday, and that you wanted a special finance meeting. It isn't specifically budget, okay? It's a special finance meeting, which means it would be nice if we had something for management to be going over with the budget. Okay, but I mean, I set a meeting for the 22nd of July. I scheduled already with Efren and other people. I'd love to know that we're going to come in the week before.
I think the committee, the LSC has to approve.
I understand that, but I'm saying we have nothing coming from management yet. So, you know, the first step of it is having a special finance meeting so that everyone wants to attend. And I will get as much out of the management capacities as I can in terms of where we're at with them, okay? I'm going into the station 2 days. A week earlier to go through everything and to be in compliance. So we don't have anything forthcoming yet. Management, we've just got a brand new manager, so that might have something to do with it, you know. But if everyone who wants to attend will come to that meeting on the 22nd, then hopefully we'll see where we're at with this budget for management and where we can go, and then the chair can set a special budget meeting.
Well,
I know
what we're doing.
We know.
I believe that we can still, by 2/3 vote, amend the agenda at that meeting on the 2nd, Saturday, and add the budget discussion.
It's not time for an agenda. And you know what? People are going to spend 15 to 20 minutes talking about whether we should add a manager's report, because we have a new manager, but the manager's report isn't on the agenda.
Thank you. Ms. Prescott?
Yeah, I want to speak in support of what Dave is saying, and I'm hoping that there's a way in which what Dave is saying and what Summer is saying could actually come together. Dave's point is very well taken. So is there a way then of wording the motion so that we can vote and get to go home, since they're not in conflict? That would be.
She was just talking about how long it's going to take her to get this done, but there's no point in us meeting, as Sean pointed out, until we see a document. So she said she's working on getting us the document, doing everything she can. The motion says the chair is going to set a meeting once we've got the something to meet about.
So the motion is fine from your point of view.
Okay.
So should we call the question then and vote on the motion?
Call the question has been called.
Call it.
Great.
Without objection.
Any objection?
Read the question.